Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, off the rails, the new push to avert a rail strike that could pose a disaster for the nation's supply chain ahead of the holidays. It comes as some good news on the economy is released to start the season right. What it all means for your bottom line. Then, a mother's warning.
No,
a mother speaking out after her family members were killed and their home set on fire by a grown man, a police officer, catfishing her teenage daughter.
If something like this horrific tragedy can happen here, it can happen anywhere.
The disturbing details emerging and what parents need to know to keep their kids safe online. Plus, Noah's Ark. Trevor Noah live in studio to discuss leaving The Daily Show after 7 years behind the desk.
What I can say is thank you very much. You've
We'll ask him how it feels to turn the page on that iconic show and get a sneak peek at some of his upcoming projects. And hello, Dolly. I sat down with country music royalty Dolly Parton to talk about her iconic career and her newest Christmas special. It's your season. Christmas is here. So, question first, is your Christmas tree up?
Oh, of course. My Christmas tree was up before Thanksgiving.
What she's saying about her love of the holiday and her hopes for the new year.
I'm going to try my best to try to bring as much joy as I can and lift people up as much as I can in my way.
Today, Thursday, December 1st. 2022.
From Tupelo, Mississippi.
I just turned 18.
Hi to our family and friends.
Watching in Fowler, Indiana.
Shout out to the University of Minnesota. Go, go Ghosts!
Friends for 50 years.
Hello, Plano, Texas.
And Suffolk, Virginia.
From Atlanta, Georgia.
It's Ryder's first time in New York.
Yay!
Beautiful. Welcome back. We're so happy you're with us on this Thursday morning. Savannah is home. She's not feeling well.
Love
we
you,
love
Savannah.
You. We hope you feel better soon. We've got Chanel joining, Craig, myself. Shall we get to our news at 8 o'clock?
Let's do it.
All right. We have some encouraging news about the economy just before the holidays. And also, though, a strike threat that could derail some of that progress. NBC's Tom Costello is right here in studio. He's got the very latest. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, good morning. So that potential rail strike remains a focus here and in Washington. And we're watching the Senate closely to see if it agrees to the House plan that would impose a new contract on the rail workers and the freight lines. That's not a done deal right now, and the stakes are very high, with a potential for a strike that could lead to a major supply chain disruption just before the holidays. Meanwhile, there are very encouraging signs about the state of the economy this morning. The government has revised the third quarter GDP figures to show the economy grew faster than first thought, at a 2.9% annual rate. And there's evidence the jobs market is cooling off, fewer job openings in October compared to September. That's good news because we've had far more job openings than jobs. That drives up wages, that feeds into inflation. And now the Federal Reserve Chairman is suggesting the Fed could slow the pace of interest rate hikes that are designed to tame that 40-year high inflation, signaling the next interest rate hike could be this month a half point rather than another three quarters of a point. Despite higher interest rates, all signs suggest consumers are still spending going into the holidays, and gas prices are coming down rather quickly as well. $3.47 is now the national average.
Yeah. Good number there. All right, Tom, thank you.
There was another setback yesterday for President Biden's plan to cancel $400 billion in student loan debt. A federal appeals court refused to put on hold a ruling by a Texas judge that said the relief plan is illegal. That Texas ruling, along with another in Missouri, are what's keeping the Department of Education from moving forward with debt relief. It is now likely that the Supreme Court will take up both cases. Roughly 26 million Americans have already applied for student loan forgiveness.
A deadly case of catfishing is making national headlines. A Virginia man is accused of murdering the mother and grandparents of a teenage girl he met online after using a fake identity. Now the victim's devastated family is speaking out, urging parents to know who their kids are talking to online.
A grieving family sharing an emotional message.
Parents, please, please know your child's online activity.
Michelle Blandon's mother, father, and sister were murdered the day after Thanksgiving. The horrific result of what police are calling a catfishing scheme involving a former Virginia State trooper using a false identity. Investigators believe 28-year-old Austin Lee Edwards had met Blandon's 15-year-old niece online by posing as a teenage boy. Edwards then allegedly drove across the country to California to meet her before killing the girl's mother and grandparents and setting their home on fire.
We were too late to save my dad, Mark, my mom, Sherry, and my youngest sister, Brooke, from that vicious crime.
Police not revealing a cause of death, but calling the scene disturbing. Edwards then drove off with the girl, leading police on a chase and a shootout. New autopsy results show he took his own life.
We don't believe at this point right now that she had anything to do with the murders or knew that they were going to occur.
Surveillance video obtained by KNBC showing a car that police say is the suspect's on the street. The teen was not hurt physically, but according to her family, she is receiving trauma counseling. Her loved ones sharing their pain and this warning.
If something like this horrific tragedy can happen here, it can happen anywhere.
So horrific, Chanel. So many parents worried about what their kids are doing online. How can parents protect their kids?
There are some things you can do. So experts say, first of all, have the conversation often, explaining that people might not be who they say they are online. Monitor privacy settings in each app they use to ensure your kids' accounts are private. And stress they should never share their locations in apps like Snapchat. Mm. Even between friends. I mean, the reality is sometimes, yeah. I know, at least in my house, my kids are savvier than I am when it comes to technology, but we have to learn how to use those privacy settings.
That's such a sad, horrible story.
It is.
Good tips, though. Straight ahead.
Look who's on our couch. Yay! The Daily Show's Trevor Noah on his decision to say goodbye. After 7 years as host, he's making the world laugh. He's got a new comedy special and big plans ahead. We'll talk to Trevor coming up after this.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I never dreamed that I would be here. I sort of felt like a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I came in for a tour of what the previous show was, and then the next thing I know, I was handed the keys. All I can say is, thank you very much.
That was Trevor Noah. He was announcing the end of his 7-year run as host of The Daily Show. He's with us. He's going to talk about that and also some other projects he's been working on, including a new Netflix comedy special. It's called I Wish You Would. Let's look at that for a second.
And I was ready. I was like, I'm going to surprise my dad. I planned to get to his house, knock on the door. He's going to open and be surprised, like, oh, Trevor. Then I'll be like, Papa, ich spreche Deutsch. He's going to be like, oh, ich liebe dich. Didn't go according to plan. I got there. He was surprised. He was happy. But as soon as I spoke, I was like, Papa, ich spreche in Deutsch. And he was like, don't do that. Don't do that. Huh?
Trevor Noah, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to see you. Let's talk first about the goodbye, because you talked about being like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. You couldn't believe that you had the keys. And Now you're saying goodbye. How hard is it to say goodbye to a job that is among the most coveted in our industry?
I think it's extremely difficult, but not because of the job part. It's difficult because of all the people that I do the job with, you know. I'm sure you know what it's like. Everyone becomes, you know, not a family, but a team.
Yeah.
You know, there's a team that you enjoy doing things with. There's people that you enjoy making jokes with and mm-hmm. creating ideas with and figuring out what the puzzle is going to be. And I think that's the most difficult part, because it becomes part of the routine of your heart.
Are you scared?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I think anything worth doing should scare you. You know, so I was scared to take the job. You know, I was scared to leave the job. Uh-huh. You know, I'll be scared to do the next project, hopefully. I always think to myself, if you're not scared to try something or to do something, then, you know, like, why are you doing it? Like, walking should be something that shouldn't scare you.
Yeah, right.
I just walk. Walking doesn't scare me, but everything else in life that's exciting scares me a little bit.
I mean, you've had so many big interviews to look back on. I cannot believe you just had Will Smith. This is somebody we've all wanted to hear from.
Yeah.
What kind
yeah.
of an impression did he leave on you after that interview?
I think he left the impression of a human being, you know, and I think that's what I'm trying to do in life is try and connect with my humanity. I'm a human being. People are human beings. We're all experiencing something. We're all going through something. We're all trying to figure out who we are and how we relate to the world. And so, funny enough, that's what I'm consciously trying to think of when I engage in the news, mm-hmm. when I engage in my comedy, when I travel the world. It's always in the top of my mind.
Why did you want to leave the show? What was it?
Well, it's not that I wanted to leave the show. It's that I needed to find a way to make time for everything else that's happening in life.
Ah.
You know, I realized during the pandemic, everyone talks about a work-life balance, but that almost, you know, creates the idea that your work and your life are two separate things.
Yeah.
When in fact, I came to realize during the pandemic, it's a life-life balance.
Uh-huh.
It's your life. You're living your life
yeah.
right now. I'm
yeah.
living my life
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
Your life doesn't stop because you're working or not working. And
yeah.
so if you want to make more time for family, if you want to make more time for friends and what you want to do and everything, mm-hmm. you know, time is the one thing we cannot increase.
I love that.
You know, so it was a case of like, make more time, find a way to create that time.
Let's talk about your Netflix special. It's so funny. You
Thank
do
you.
Such great presidential impressions. Which one's the easiest and which one's the toughest?
It depends. It really depends. You know, because it's funny, like, my favorite one is Obama. Because
yeah, let's hear a little.
But whenever I do it to him, like, I'll say it to him, you know, he'll see me
yeah.
and be like, Trevor, what's going on? And then I'll say that to him. I'll be like, Mr. President, good to see you. And he's like, I don't sound like that, Trevor. And I'm like, but you do. You sound exactly like that. And he's like, no, I don't. So I love playing with him on that,
uh-huh.
you know, and he was on the show recently, and it's just fun. I think because like I play with more the caricature of who they are in
yeah,
my head,
in your head,
than like the specific. I'm not trying to impersonate them. I'm trying to impersonate the character of who they are to me.
You do a good Clinton.
I don't really.
No,
actually.
It's you
just,
don't.
No, because I just remember like all the stories he'll tell. I mean, you've
yeah,
met him, and it's just
yeah.
like, you know, he's just got that chilled out, very, you know, how did I ever tell you about the time you were in Louisiana, weren't you? And I was also in Louisiana for a while. You know what I mean? He just always has a story about everything. That's all I know about him.
Now, one of the things you love is traveling. So
yes.
you're going to take,
yes.
you're going on the road for comedy again. You're going.
I am.
Are you so pumped about that?
I am so excited, and I'm so grateful. So the one thing I love doing in my off time
yeah.
is stand-up comedy. I know it sounds wild, but I relax. I get to enjoy a city. I get to explore the cultures of the places that I'm going to. It's how I learn different languages.
Yeah.
It's how I explore the world. And so, you know, once I was announced that I was leaving The Daily Show, I was like, here are a few dates
yeah.
that we're releasing that we're going to be doing. First in the U.S. and then Europe and then Africa and the Middle East and Asia. And once we released the U.S. dates, I mean, like 31 shows immediately sold out. And now we've like added 30-something more shows. It's actually been wild. And now I have to be careful that I don't go into overworking
yes.
when I thought I was going to be.
You need a personal life. Do you
yes.
have a personal life?
I think so.
You do?
I'm not sure.
What's her name?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
You know?
I genuinely am not quite sure.
Real quick, when people stop you on the street, is there anyone you get mistaken for? Do people go, you're...
You know, can I tell you one of the craziest
yeah.
things that happened to me? So
yeah.
I was at a basketball game.
Yeah.
This guy comes up to me in the stands
yeah.
and he's with his wife. And he's like, hey, man, can I get a picture? And I was like, oh, yeah.
yeah.
Okay. And then he's like, yeah, you're The Weeknd, right?
The Weeknd?
And so I said, no, I'm not The Weeknd. And he's like, no, you're The Weeknd. I said, I'm not The Weeknd, sir. And so we don't need to take this picture then. And he's like, you're lying. I was like, I'm not lying. I'm not lying to you. I'm not the weekend. And my friends are sitting there. They're loving this. And then he walks away. And he looks at me, pauses for about 10 seconds, walks away, and then confidently says to his wife, like, he's lying, honey. I know the weekend when I see him. I know it's him. And he just walks away.
Wow.
And I was like, I should have said, I am the weekend, and screw you, I'm not going to take a picture. It's like,
that would have been awesome. Trevor, thank you. We wish you such good luck.
I know you're doing a project on
MSNBC, too. You've got some documentaries you're working on. You've got so much going. Best of luck. Wow, what an adventure you're on. What a great ride.
Yeah, and it'll be fun to watch you in my pajamas for a change. Because normally I watch you in a suit.
Yeah.
You know, I've been watching the show for so many years. This time pajamas, but I'll still be watching. Thank you.
Oh, we love you. Thank you, Trevor. Thank you so much. Make sure you check out his comedy special on Netflix. Tickets for his Off the Record tour are on sale. And you better get them quick because they're going fast. Let's turn now to the weather and head out to Dylan. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, Hoda. We're at the other end of the plaza right now because the crowd is huge. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I know you missed a few flights trying to get here last night.
I did. Five. But we're here.
And you have the best view of the train.
It's gorgeous.
Was it worth the wait?
It was so worth the wait. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
And it is a little bit chilly out here, but we do have a storm system out in the Pacific Northwest that's going to be the next storm system that's going to make its way across the country. But in the meantime, the eastern two-thirds of the U.S. looking sunny and bright. Temperatures actually above average down south, but a little bit cool in the Northeast, especially when you factor in some of that wind. Makes it feel even chillier. And that is your latest forecast. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Dylan. Thank you, Jacob. Fresh off his trip to the post office.
I'm back feeling good. A little warmer. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Pop start. Let's do it. First up, Matt Rogers. We are all crazy about the big Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, but we think the Fire Island actor and comedian might love it more than anybody on planet Earth. Okay. In a sneak peek at his holiday musical special, he actually sings about the 82-foot Norway spruce and the people he is most excited to see when he comes to visit. You can catch a special, Have You Heard of Christmas, streaming on Showtime starting tomorrow. How about this one? The World Cup. Oh, yeah. So many of us, all of us, I think, have caught a serious case of soccer fever, especially following America's triumph over Iran earlier this week. All thanks to this game-winning goal. The monumental moment is being immortalized in Legos.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So this is a clip shared on ESPN. The time that the little tiny toys, they recreate the team-winning goal, including the moment he got he got that nasty pelvic injury. We are wishing him and his Lego mini-me a speedy, speedy recovery. And we're going to be cheering him on this weekend.
Yeah.
That's really impressive.
Isn't that amazing?
I like that their hair popped off.
I want to see a Lego Today Show situation. ASAP. All right, coming up next, guys, Ray Liotta. A new trailer is showing the late actor in one of his final big screen roles. And this is absolutely wild. If you can believe it, the upcoming project is called Cocaine Bear. It is based on actual events, and it tells the story of a black bear in the 1980s that ingested several million dollars worth of cocaine. What? So, yeah, listen, this is how it happened. It dropped from a small plane in Georgia, which was then found by the massive wild animal. Oh. He helped himself to the illegal substance. And now, Greg likes this, the upcoming movie starring Liotta is putting an action comedy spin on the whole story. The movie does not exactly track how it played out in real life. Do not worry. The actual story is a lot less gory. You can catch the movie. It's directed by Elizabeth Banks and from our sister company, Universal Pictures, in February.
Wow.
And that is your pop star.
All right. Thank you, Jacob. Wow. All right. Straight
so
ahead.
So many thoughts.
Yes. Dolly Parton, she's spreading joy as only she can. What she told us about her star-studded Christmas special and the recent phone call tied to the work that made her cry happy tears. 13. Is it all right?
We are back. It is 8:30 on a Thursday morning. The tree is lit. We've got a festive crowd on hand. And look who's out here on the plaza with us. There's actress and singer McKenna Grace helping collect some gifts for our toy drive. Spectacular Hoda copy. You'll remember McKenna, of course, from A Handmaid's Tale, Ghostbusters Afterlife. She's actually going to be back to perform a new song for us in the third hour. And folks, remember, we want you to get involved with our toy drive if you can. All you have to do is scan that QR code that's at the bottom of your screen right now. Or you could just go to today.com for all the details. The toy drive is going spectacularly
well. It is going well. Can we just give another shout out to our crowd? Y'all look so good today. Y'all came. You are here. We're so happy to see you. By the way, Do you catch that holiday music? That music that we're hearing is from Dolly Parton. And, of course, we have a little interview with her with this icon. She's got a new Christmas special. She's got a strategy when it comes to New Year's resolutions. So we'll talk about it.
I need to hear that. Okay. All right, then, Jill Martin is here with what else? More holiday deals this morning. Gift ideas to bring to your favorite hosts, beauty lovers, and fashionistas.
Or maybe you're thinking about making your own gift, something edible, perhaps. We're going to stick around for a how-to on a gorgeous Linzer tart. It's going to steal the show on any holiday table. Don't miss that.
All right. Meantime, it's the first of the month and time to kick off our next Start Today Challenge. Wow. We are sticking with our walking theme and adding on an easy 10-minute indoor cardio routine that you can do anywhere. So committing to just a few minutes of movement every single day can help your mental health through the holidays and beyond. So if you want to join us, just scan our QR code and you can join the club.
So and you'll be in good company. More than 150,000 people have
that's
joined
awesome.
That.
That's amazing. Yeah. Literally a small city.
Al Roker. Right. Ms. Dreyer, before we do anything else, how about one more check of the weather?
Well, you said December 1st.
Yes. Yeah.
It's Brian's birthday.
Yes!
Happy birthday, Brian. He said he bet me if I would actually say it on the earlier hours.
Happy birthday, Brian.
So I said it. I win. Okay, let's take a look at what's going on across the country. We are going to see really nice weather in the Northeast, down in the Southeast, down through the South as we go into tomorrow. But heavy snow with that next storm system making its way through the Northern Plains on Friday. Going into Saturday, though, we'll see a couple of spotty showers around. Some pockets of heavier rain in the Northeast. Much colder, though, back through the upper Midwest. Teens, that's it for high temperatures. And then the next storm making its way on shore out west. That'll be for Saturday and for Sunday. Mountain snow, coastal rain, and elsewhere across the country. Sunday, chilly, but looks pretty nice. And that's your latest forecast.
Thank you.
All right, up next this morning, the legendary Dolly Parton. She's getting us in the Christmas spirit with a look at her new movie musical and some other festive fun she has in store for fans. But first, this is Today on NBC.
The City Music Series on Today is proudly presented to you by City.
And welcome back. Dolly Parton made working 9-to-5 famous, of course, but apparently the woman works like 24-7. I've never seen producing new music, books, movies, cake mix.
She does it all. But oh, yeah, I love her cake
mix. Right?
It's real good. At 76 years young, guys, she is not done yet. Dolly's out with a new Christmas special, and it's ahead of its premiere. I had a chance to sit down and talk with her. We had a really fun conversation about the holidays and also that $100 million gift award from Jeff Bezos for charity and also her new life as a rock star. Mm-hmm. A prolific songwriter with an unforgettable voice, Dolly Parton has provided the soundtrack for so many of our lives. A living legend all year round, but Christmas is the one time she shines especially bright. It's your season. Christmas is here. So, question first, is your Christmas tree up?
Oh, of course. My Christmas tree was up before Thanksgiving.
Dolly's holiday cheer evident in Dolly Parton's Mountain Magic Christmas, her new movie musical about the making of a network TV special.
It's like a show within a show, because I think people are real interested in knowing what goes on behind the scenes. It's a lot of drama. It's a lot of comedy, a lot of meaningful songs, a lot of meaningful places.
The guest stars include some of music's biggest names, including Willie Nelson, Jimmy Allen, and Dolly's goddaughter, Miley Cyrus. Dolly also sharing the spotlight with Jimmy Fallon, performing their new holiday song.
He sent that to me, though, like in September. I thought, wow. What a great idea for a song. It's almost too early for Christmas because the Halloween decorations are still out and the Christmas haters and all. So he sent me the song and I just loved it.
This legendary singer has earned endless accolades over the years, and she added another one to the list in early November. Member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Dolly performing a new rock song she wrote for the occasion, but it was a nomination she initially turned down. I wasn't clear whether you were like, well, I don't sing rock and roll, so I don't want to be in there, or if you felt unworthy of something like that. Which one was it?
I never thought of myself as a rock star. I found out later that they give it to you for if you've influenced other people. I found out more about it. Mm-hmm. But I had said at the start I didn't want to accept it because I didn't think I'd earned it. And still ain't sure. But I thought, well, they're going to give it to me anyhow. I'm going to accept it gracefully. And then I'm going to go ahead and do a rock album and just make the most of it.
Your husband of 56 years, he loves rock and roll. So is he thrilled that you're doing a rock album?
Well, he's praying for me, I think. I guess he's hoping I can pull it off, but I really think it's some of the best work I've ever done.
Wait. The best work you've ever done?
I think so, only because it's different for me. You know, I wanted it to be good.
The day Dolly was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, she received news of a second separate honor, this one from Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, to help her continue another passion of hers, giving back.
I said, are you telling me that you're giving me $100 million for my charities? And he said, yeah, that's what I'm telling you. No strings attached, except that it all has to go to, you know, charity. And I started to cry on the phone. I was just thinking of all the great things that I could do for so many needy people. And I just thought, wow, thank you, God.
Who taught you about generosity?
I'm from a faith-based family. My grandpa was a preacher. So when you grow up like that, it's better to give than receive. Although as kids, we loved getting the presents, you know, whatever we got. But I think I just always had a giving spirit, the same as my mom and my dad were just good-hearted country people.
That giving spirit, something guiding her as she rings in 2023. Let's talk New Year's resolutions. What do you have on your list?
Well, I'm like everybody else. You know, you make a bunch of resolutions and you never keep them. No. Third weekend of January, that's just all forgotten. You know what I mean? My hopes for the new year is a little more kindness, a little more love, a little more trying to pull together instead of falling apart. I'm going to try my best to try to bring as much joy as I can and lift people up as much as I can in my way. And I just think we all need to try a little harder. I don't care what our politics or our religion or our color or anything else. So that's my personal New Year's resolution, to try a little harder myself, to try to make as much of that happen as I can through songs or through giving or through whatever it may be.
Wow. So good.
I think she might be the most beloved person on earth. Just her New Year's resolution was amazing. And by the way, Dolly's also co-hosting a New Year's Eve special with Miley Cyrus. We have so much more on our conversation. She talked about when Loretta Lynn passed and Naomi Judd passed and how she deals with loss, because a lot of people are suffering loss during this holiday time. But she's so uplifting and incredible. Be sure to catch Dolly Parton's Mountain Magic Christmas. It's tonight at 8, 7 Central, right here on NBC. You can stream it on Peacock. And by the way, when Jeff Bezos called her, she thought that he was calling, so he was going to ask her to do like an Amazon commercial.
No.
She was like, well, okay. And then she was like, and then he said, have some money. I was like,
oh my gosh.
That's why she's a national treasure.
Yeah, she sure is.
When we come back, Jill Martin is in the house. Jill has some deals to help you set up a beautiful holiday table, shake up a festive cocktail, and a whole lot more. But first, this is Today on NBC.
What's in there?
In-laws. Love them or hate them, you're pretty much stuck with them. And when you're a ruler in the Middle Ages, that can be a serious problem. It might even land you dead. I'm Dan Jones, and on season 4 of This Is History, I'm telling the story of England's weirdest king, Henry III. He's in way over his head, and he's surrounded by bloodthirsty relatives with their eyes on his throne. To listen, search This Is History and follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or anytime. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.
We're back with Today Lifestyle and Commerce contributor Jill Martin. Her Shop Today streaming show launching a new episode on Today All Day. And get this, every single product is an exclusive deal just for our viewers. You can find them by scanning the QR code below. All right, Jill, you got some of your favorites that you have plucked.
Yes.
And
just a preview.
What a gorgeous table you have.
Yes. Set. And this is very famous and very rarely on sale and viral. It's the Our Place Dinnerware Bundle. The retail is $170.
Yeah.
So it's perfect for a dinner party, holiday gathering. I know you love your family over.
Yes.
Set includes four sets of main plates, side bowls, and tiny bowls. The retail is $170. The deal price is $55. That's for the whole 16-piece set.
Wait, what?
That's 68% off. That's a triumph. I mean, they rarely give.
I love when you label things triumphs. Okay, so let's get to the cocktail department.
Okay, this always sells out fast, so I am warning you to get your fingers ready to get the color you would like. The Swell Carafe or Shaker set, the retail $40 to $60. Mm. So it's Swell, you know, the brand that everyone carries.
Yep.
It's triple layered and vacuum insulated construction that keeps beverages cold or hot for hours. So it knows. It knows. A stainless steel lid, cap, and jigger. So you could upgrade your bar cart. Retail $40 to $60. The deal, $16 to $24. 60%.
What do you get for the $16?
The entire, it's the carafe or the shaker set.
Or the shaker set.
But isn't that beautiful?
By the way, just gorgeous.
On its own.
All right, let's help our eyes. Is that what this is? Eye patches?
Yeah, so this you could probably use after getting lit last night and up this morning. Yes. The TrustMD Triple Golden Goddess Bundle, with that name. Retail $287. And this is really to feel good about you. A little self-love here. You get the Rejuvenating Face Cream, the 24 Gold Peptide Face Serum, and 10 sets of the Under Eye and Smile Line masks. That feels really good. We use them in the morning. It's our biggest deal of the day. The retail, $287. The deal for the set, $34. That's 88% off.
$287 to $34?
That's amazing.
Let's stay in the self-care. What you got?
Borghese Mud Mask, set of two. This is for your face and body. Mm. Everyone needs a pick-me-up this time of year. You get the set of two mud mask treatments. The brand says it exfoliates, help minimize the appearance of pores in just minutes. Use it on your, again, your face and body. Keep one, gift one. Great stocking stuffers. Retail $76. The deal for the set, $28. That's 63% off.
Borghese.
Very famous brand.
What about these scarves?
This matches the scarf that you wore last night.
I was going to say, I love
that. The Abril Mayer colors. Marin Mayflower scarf. The retail is $88. These are just great. You throw them on over pajamas.
Yes.
You throw them on over your jacket. This is similar colors to what you wore last night. Very festive, very exciting, great to travel with. Deal price is $33. It's one size, so it's an easy gift.
Of course. All right.
63% off. And just so you know, Secret Santa, the deal price counts as the Secret Santa price.
It does?
People ask me that. Yeah.
Okay. These are beautiful watches, by the way.
So the JBW watches, the retail $325. I'll leave out all my time puns. But these are great because 16 white diamonds, if you zoom in close.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Along the outside, and then there's 180 crystals to match my pants. Four color options. The deal price is $100. That's 69% off, marked down from $325. So the gift of time. Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? All right, guys. So you know that we get a commission on some of these products made through the links. To shop these products, scan the QR code, text SHOP to 34318, or just head to today.com/deals. And you can catch Shop Today with Jill Martin. It starts at 10 a.m. Eastern on Today all day. And Jill, we're going to see you again in the third hour. We're going to see you in the fourth hour. The fifth hour. All right, Craig, over to you.
Eighth hour.
Oh, Jill Hoda, thank you. From holiday deals to holiday desserts, we are whipping up a Linzer tart with one of my favorite chefs of all time, Brian Lewis. And folks, this one is an absolute showstopper. We'll show it to you right after this. But first, this is Today on NBC. That is beautiful, almost too beautiful. We are back with Today Food, and we're joined this morning by Chef Brian Lewis, whose restaurant, The Cottage, has been getting rave reviews. Full disclosure, it's one of my favorite restaurants
in town.
My wife, Lindsay, and I, we love this place. He's here with a fun and delicious dessert that the whole family can get involved in. And this is a special one because this one belonged to your mom, right?
It sure does. So my mom, MJ. Hi, Mom. She is absolutely awesome, and this is her go-to holiday every December. We enjoy these cookies since we were kids, and now my boys, Jude and Jax, my twin boys, they make it with me.
I love
and to varying degrees of success. I'm going to get right into this and show you how we do it.
What'd you just throw in there?
All right, so we have hazelnuts and almonds, which you want to use blanched ones. Toast them for about 10, 15 minutes at 350 degrees until they're just lightly brown. Let them cool. Put them in with a little bit of flour. And you want to blend that just so it's nice and fine.
Okay.
And the flour keeps it from getting too oily and nice and separate. And then we're going to have all these other delicious ingredients. So you have this almond hazelnut flour, if you will.
Okay.
All right. And then we're going to take, you want to get in here.
Sure.
Get some flour.
Just regular all-purpose flour?
All-purpose flour.
Okay.
Sugar.
A little sugar. One egg.
Not yet on the eggs.
Oh, yes.
Not yet on the eggs.
Hold on.
You're
going to
take your spices. You've got cinnamon, baking powder, salt, a little bit of nutmeg.
A little nutmeg.
All right.
put you to work here.
Ooh, lemon zest.
A little bit of lemon zest. So it's a really fragrant.
What's the word over there, boys and girls?
Are you getting in on it?
Delicious.
You stole one of the cookies too.
So the nice part about this is it works really beautifully as a tart, which we serve in the restaurants, or as cookies, which we of course have at home. You want to get in there.
Okay.
Blend that just a little bit. Pulse it. Go. And we're good.
And that's a little cold butter there.
Cold butter.
I want to make sure we get it all in.
So you got it. Moving on down. So here we're gonna have a raspberry jam. You can either make your own or of course any store-bought really good quality. You get your sugar.
A little raspberry jam's easy to make, right?
Super easy. Raspberries, sugar, a little bit of lemon juice at the end. Cook it down for about 20 minutes. Finish it with lemon juice. Let it chill and we'll go over to the tart.
Dylan Dreyer's wheels are spinning right now. She's like, I make raspberry jam today.
I make it's super raspberry easy. Tarts, but they're not this good.
And then we want to just roll out our dough. It's very important that when you take the dough, you want to refrigerate it for a good 20, 30 minutes to make sure it's not too soft.
Okay.
Because it's a really beautiful, pliable dough. And the nice thing is we make with the kids, with Jude and Jax, we just make a bunch of cookies or tarts, and you can really just freeform it. It's not. It's a very forgiving dough, so it's really nice that way.
Okay.
So we're going to roll it out. And then
You're right. This would be great to do with the kids.
It's perfect. Because it's delicious, and of course, they love to eat it alone, you know, raw.
Of course.
Who doesn't?
So we've rolled that out.
We got to get over here. So you're going to get your tart just to about this size. Put it in the refrigerator.
Yep.
And then this is also, if you don't want to do a tart, there's your cookies.
Same base.
And we do little, you want to cut them out like little circles like that. And then you can take little hearts.
And the crust.
They're almost too pretty to eat.
I was going to say.
Very pretty.
Almost too pretty.
My boys like to make little, they're football fanatics. So they like to take little football.
Brian, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Tell the twins hello, by the way. Mm-hmm. Brian, thank you. The recipe's on today.com. Mm-hmm. It looks like the Peanut Gallery enjoyed it as well.
Can't stop.
So recipes on today.com/food. We are back with the third and fourth hours right after these messages.
Totally doable. Mm-hmm.